In Russia, former billionaire tycoon and critic of the Kremlin, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, has flown to Germany after being pardoned by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Stefan Boss reports that Khodorkovsky has arrived in Berlin after nearly a decade in jail.
Mikhail Khodorkovsky, once Russia's richest man, arrived in Germany after spending 10 years in prison for what many in the West believe were trumped-up offenses. Russia's President Vladimir Putin pardoned his longtime rival Friday morning local time. Prison authorities said the former leader of the country's largest oil company, Yukos, left a prison in the remote northwestern village of Segeza near the Arctic Circle. Putin claims Khodorkovsky asked for the pardon because of his elderly mother's poor health. Khodorkovsky's mother is suffering of cancer and has been treated in Germany. Yet the 50-year-old former businessman's lawyers have denied he asked for amnesty. Former Yukos lawyer Svetlana Bakima isn't surprised, however. She says freeing Russia's most famous prisoner, along with an amnesty for two jailed members of an anti-Putin punk band and 30 Greenpeace activists, appears aimed at easing international criticism of Russia's human rights record ahead of February's Winter Olympics in Sochi.
All this is happening at once, on the eve of the Olympics, which has probably played a role because now many leaders refuse to come to our country. And Putin's move today will soften the situation in the country ahead of the Games.
However, on the streets of Moscow, people are divided over his release.
Of course, it's all great, but Putin had to do it. You see, otherwise the Olympics would have failed.
He says he should stay in jail. He robbed Russia, so that's why he should stay there. His supporters say the oil tycoon angered the Kremlin by funding opposition parties and also was believed to harbor personal political ambitions. Khodorkovsky was worth billions of dollars, but his company was effectively crushed under the weight of a $28 billion back tax bill following his arrest on controversial tax evasion charges. His current net worth is not known, but experts say it's at most a mere shadow of his one-time fortune. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos.